Good morning, everyone. We begin with a developing story. A news conference at Fort Hood on the shooting spree that took place yesterday where 13 died and at least 30 were wounded. We go now live to the news conference already in progress.
Investigation with both state and federal law enforcement officials. The outpouring of support from federal, state, local agencies, local community members throughout the country has been exceptional, and we here at Fort Hood greatly appreciate it. The Army is providing the post with additional grief counselors, chaplains, and public affairs support to ensure we're able to give our soldiers, families, and civilians the most comprehensive and wide-ranging support and care as possible. Again, local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are all supporting the investigation of the incident. We are continuing to focus on three main areas, and the first one is being care for the wounded, and I'm going to let Colonel Braverman address that before I continue.
Yesterday we had great support both from the community and within the hospital structure here at Fort Hood in order to take care of our folks. Had great support from first responders, ambulances, helicopters from throughout the area. We had combat seasoned emergency department personnel and surgeons here at Darnall Army Medical Center who were able to rapidly triage and treat transfer as necessary the soldiers who were injured yesterday in the attack. Approximately half of those who were hospitalized required surgery, and all are stable today. Our focus today is going to be on those soldiers who are continuing to require medical care from admitted patients. They're both in our hospital here at Darnall, as well as three other community hospitals in the area. We also will focus on the behavioral health needs of our soldiers and family members and other folks in the community. We have more than 200 behavioral health providers here on Fort Hood. We'll be supplemented by the combat stress control units from the 1st Medical Brigade and the 85th Combat Stress Control Unit. We will have behavioral health teams that will also be augmented by staff from Brook Army Medical Center and the Southern Regional Medical Command. And we also have behavioral health teams in the community through Value Options and our Humana partners with the Southern TRICARE Regional Office in the South to support as necessary. So we have an initial surge of behavioral health providers that will be here this morning and the capability to reach out to anybody who needs it with further assessment as we identify what we need down the road.
Thank you. The second area that we're focused on is security of the installation. The post is not locked, is no longer locked down. Approximately 9 p.m. last night, we opened the gates to allow the soldiers off and begin normal operations. However, we are operating at a heightened level of security, and we'll continue to do so until we determine to bring it back to normal operations. We are fully confident in the security of this installation. And remain so. Third, we continue to focus on casualty assistance efforts. And this includes notification of family members and of grief counseling. The notification process is underway, and we ask that all fully support and respect the privacy of families that have been affected by this tragedy. Lastly, I would again like to praise the efforts of our first responders and all the agencies who come to the support of our soldiers and families in this critical time. And again, I'd like to highlight the heroic efforts, and you've heard some of them, of our great soldiers and civilians at the scene who also responded, even those that were wounded, to help their buddies. Today on Fort Hood, we'll observe a day of mourning and remembering our thoughts and prayers to victims of this incident.
We're listening to a live news conference from Fort Hood, Texas, on the shooting spree, which resulted in 13 dead and 30 wounded. Two officers are addressing news media in Fort Hood.
One of our civilian hospitals.
Is he on a ventilator?
I believe that information has already been provided that he is on a ventilator.
Okay. Next.
Has Major Bazan given you any insight? Has he been able to communicate at this point?
No, at this point, there's no input from it, and the investigators will provide that as that comes to fruition.
Is there an explanation as to why he was dead?
Yeah, that was, General Cohn mentioned earlier, that was in the heat of the incident. It was just, it was a lot of confusion. There was approximately about 400 people at the scene between soldiers, civilians, and first responders. Obviously, numerous wounded, some killed, and in the incident, it was just in confusion. And we had full accountability of him and security instantly after he was the first responder shot him and escorted to the hospital. And it was immediately, as soon as we found out there was nothing that was that we were failing to provide. It was just a mistake. And
listening to the voice of Colonel John Rossi, who is addressing news media at Fort Hood, Texas, part of a news conference, trying to explain the details as we know them of the incident yesterday at Fort Hood. 13 dead, 30 wounded at least. We go now to Olga Pena, managing editor for the Killeen Daily Herald, who's been covering this story since it broke at 1:30 yesterday at Fort Hood. Not a lot of details there. I was struck by the fact that apparently the suspect is on a ventilator in custody and in the hospital. Is that news to you? Olga? All right. Also joining us is Dr. Brian Allred, medical director at the emergency center at Seton Hospital near Fort Hood, Texas. If you were listening at the top of the news conference there, the officers were saying that a number of the wounded were taken to hospitals in the community. Dr. Allred, did you get victims choppered in from Fort Hood yesterday?
Yes, we had two patients brought to us since we're about 45 miles to the south from Fort Hood area.
And, you know, obviously this is an incident where you have to deal with the overflow. What kinds of injuries are you dealing with there? They mentioned that almost everyone needed surgery at the news conference.
We actually had one of our two patients that had to go to operation that night. And the other victim actually was able to be treated in the emergency department.
And were family members with some of these individuals? Just get a sense of how shocked people were, and even your staff there at Seton Hospital.
Well, we were just able to you know, and happy to be able to participate since we are actually a distance away. But the amount of casualties was so great that we were able to take a few of the victims to our facility, and we just recently became a trauma center, so we had identified that issue. There was no family members with the victims, obviously. They were coming from helicopters from that.
Sure. Things happened very, very quickly, and you got praised by the officers there. Dr. Brian Allred, the trauma center there at Seton Hospital, is being tested this morning. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Allred. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We go back now live to a news conference underway at Fort Hood, Texas, commenting on the shooting spree yesterday that killed 13 and wounded at least 30.
She's in stable condition.
Are all
shape
victims?
Everybody who is still alive are in stable condition.
Is it possible anyone was hit by friendly fire?
I'm sorry?
Was anyone hit by friendly fire? Have you ruled
that out? No. The investigators right now are on the scene, came from the scene earlier this morning, and they are analyzing that right now. Of all the rounds, the trajectories, all the weapons, all the shots, where they came from, that will be determined by the investigators.
Can you confirm any of these reports about internet postings that may have expressed a radical view, or there are references to suicide bombers and jumping on grenades? Is any of that
confirmed? No, I can't confirm that right now.
Have his computers been seized?
I'm sorry? He worked in the hospital.
Dr. Hassan was a psychiatrist in the hospital. So he took care of soldiers with behavioral health problems and also evaluated people who had disability evaluations.
People who knew him, how are they describing him, his character traits?
Excuse me?
Did he have any problems performing his job as a pilot?
We're not aware of any problems that he had while he was here at Darnall.
Had either of you met Major Hassan?
Yes, I have met Major Hassan. He's one of my soldiers.
How would you describe him?
I can't speak to that here. I can speak to the medical that may reflect.
Committed to his job in the military.
I can't speak to that because that may come up in the investigation. I can't speak to issues associated with the investigation.
Was he a squared away soldier? Did you say that?
What I can speak to is that we had no problems with job performance while he was working with us at Darnall.
No problems?
Not here.
How long? Do you know if he worked in this area at all, at this processing center? Would he have been familiar with the rooms?
As a behavioral health provider, he would have been familiar with the setup. I don't know specifically whether he did any work there at the SRP site.
Was it a random type deal?
He did have orders to deploy. I don't know anything about the victims in a relationship with Dr. Hassan.
Sorry, can you say that again?
He was on deployment orders, yes.
All right, you're listening to the voices there of Colonels Rossi and Braveman at Fort Hood, Texas, sort of witnessing a fair amount of frustration on the part of the media trying to get details of what happened at Fort Hood yesterday, 13 dead, 30 wounded. Olga Pena now, who's been with us all morning, managing editor for the Killeen Daily Herald. What's the headline that you've been able to glean from this news conference this morning quickly?
I think the most important thing is that the wounded right now are in stable condition, and the 90% of those families that have victims in the situation have been notified. So word is coming out, and it looks like we will not have any further casualties, at least this morning, from these wounded.
And the notification process is ongoing. What do you make of the notion that the suspect is on a ventilator? That was news to me.
Excuse me, I missed your question, sir.
The suspect is on a ventilator, according to one of the colonels. That was news to me.
Yeah, we did hear those scattered reports last night. That's the first time that that has been, in fact, confirmed.
All right. Well, a lot of questions just emerging now as the news conference is going on in Fort Hood, Texas. The shooting rampage yesterday, killing 13 and wounding 30. Olga Pena, managing editor for the Killeen Daily Herald. Thanks so much.